Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to Dish Nation. All right, coming up, if you want Julia Roberts to be on your TV show, you won't believe what she's going to make you do.
Whatever she wants me to do, I'll do it. You know that. Plus, what sequel idea sent Susan Sarandon over the edge?
And what actress kept all the costumes from one of her iconic roles? It was not me, I swear. I steal mine.
And Atlanta's going to join us later, but let's get right into it. Heidi, what you got?
All right, I want to talk about Angelina Jolie. Now, she has, I counted them to make sure, she has a half a dozen kids.
Yes.
Yeah, and in a recent confession that she made, this might actually surprise you, the A-list actress revealed that she's, get ready, not perfect.
Really?
No.
Okay, so
I know. She is perfect.
So here's what Angelina said. Even though I wanted to have many children and be a mom, I always imagined it kind of like Jane Goodall traveling in the middle of the jungle somewhere. I feel like I'm lacking in all the skills to be a traditional stay-at-home mom. It may sound cliched, but you love and you try, and even if you burn the eggs, that doesn't really matter in the end. See, this is what I realized. I thought that I wanted to have kids. I really did for a long time. And then I discovered I just wanted to be a mom to many. So I am more of a Jane Goodall. Like, I think that's what Angelina Jolie probably would have been happier doing.
It's
just raising animals. Be a zookeeper. Just raise animals. Like, I'm taking care, you know, I've had many, many, many dogs in my household. They're like my kids.
I think every mom of a child feels inadequate and feels like that they are not enough. It's just what we go through. So I appreciate.
But you get sad, Sherry, when you screw up Jeffrey's food or something that he really wanted and you mess it up. Do you feel horrible?
I am sad because I know he's going to be on a therapist couch. I think we all, no matter what we do, we're going to send our kids to therapy as our parents did us. I don't think there's any escaping it.
I mean, her kids don't know how lucky they have it.
Seriously.
If Angelina Jolie is making me eggs, they could, I'm eating them. They could be runny, they could be burnt, they could be unfertilized.
Yes.
I'm eating Angie's eggs.
It could be an ostrich egg. I'm eating it. All right, y'all, moving on. Singer Billie Eilish may need a little more practice when it comes to online shopping. Yeah, the 19-year-old didn't even know how much a regular-sized box of cereal cost, and which led to her having a surplus of sugary snacks. She said, and I quote, "It's a really weird position I'm in. I feel kind of stupid because I'm like, I don't even know how much Fruit Loops are. I tried to order a box of Fruit Loops, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure, it's $35. I didn't even know that was expensive. I ordered 70 boxes. Damn. Y'all.
Wow.
It turns out she ordered 70 mini boxes, which means they're about 50 cents each.
And that's actually a pretty good
price, right? Have you guys ever had any mishaps like this while you were online shopping?
I knew at 19 years old. I wasn't obviously super famous and super rich and successful. Still am not. But I knew at 19 what a box of cereal cost because I would go to the store with my mom and I would be like, can I get those? And, you know, it's like, oh, no, those are $3.79. We're going to get the cheapy ones.
No, you're a fan of the Price is Right. That's how you knew how much anything costs.
Yeah.
That's how I learned how things cost.
I know Rice-A-Roni is $1.99, Frank.
But Frank's right. Price is Right made us smart.
Yeah, we didn't get Fruit Loops growing up. We got Fruit Lupitas. It was like a little cockroach with like two fingers in the air like saying.
All right. Not only was Friends a smash hit, it also had a bunch of fabulous guest stars, one of them besides me, who was Heidi's favorite, Julia Roberts. Yes.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
And well, executive producer Kevin Bright explained how they got Julia to play Chandler's former classmate on an episode in 1996. He said, Matthew Perry asked her to be on the show. She wrote back to him and said,
write me a paper on quantum physics and I'll do it.
Yes, she did. So Matthew went away and he wrote a paper and faxed it to her the next day. So not only did Julia do the guest spot on Friends, she and Matthew continued to flirt via fax and they even dated for a little while. What do you think about that?
How do you flirt over fax? Like,
You sit on the machine.
No, that's a Xerox machine where you sit on it and Xerox your ass.
I can fax that. I'll fax the hell out of you, Sherry.
These are the kind of noises we'll be making.
I photocopied my butt when I was a legal secretary and I broke the glass. Cracked the dad's
arm. Oh, ouchie.
And that was your last day at
that
work.
That was my last day there. At the law firm. I think it's great that she asked me to write a paper on quantum physics because all I did was get a check. I just asked for the money. So, you know, the fact that Julia Roberts didn't even need the money, she's just like, I need you to do something interesting for me to see if I want to do this show. I think it's pretty cool.
All right, y'all. Some movie characters are just as memorable as their costumes.
Oh, yeah.
As the actors who play them. And one of those characters is Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians, and Glenn Close knew that when she took the iconic villain role. She said, I got my contract that I got to keep all my costumes that I wore in the movie. Then when they found out how expensive they were unhappy that it was in my contract. They wanted to make another copy, another set for me, and I said no.
Oh. See, I would have said, I want to keep 101 of the Dalmatians. I want to keep 101 Dalmatians. That would have been my dumb
thing. Oh, you would have kept the dogs, huh, Heidi?
You would have kept the dogs. You would have kept the
animals. And then God, what did
That's
I do?
That's pretty cool. Because now our productions do not let you have the outfits. She still had to pay taxes on it. She didn't get away with the scot-free. You still got to pay taxes. Yeah, when you get it in your contract that you keep the clothes, you got to pay taxes on it. So you do like me. I steal them. No, I steal everything that I want.
Sherry, you've done so much. It's time to get rid of the Suddenly Susan outfits and start dressing like more today's.
Yeah, well, what's with the Suddenly Susan outfits all the time?
I still have my Suddenly Susan outfits. Those are related to Brooke Shields. They are close to my heart. I love it. Shoot.
She got all Brooke's costumes, not her own.
They keep me connected to Andy Dick and Brooke Shields and Kathy Griffin. So
yeah, don't wear any of Andy Dick's stuff. I'll tell you why later.
That's hilarious.
When it comes to classic 90s movies, of course, you got to think Thelma and Louise. It's one of my favorites. That, of course, comes to mind. Not only did it feature a very young and very dreamy Brad Pitt, but it gave us strong female protagonists in Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon. Love that movie. Okay, so here's the deal. I did not know this, and see what you think. Now, despite the fact that the characters die at the end of the film, spoiler alert.
Well, maybe they lived.
Let me see the movie first. Stop telling me what happened. They died?
So a sequel, even though that's what happened supposedly, a sequel was considered for Thelma and Louise. How would they do that?
Okay. I like that.
And Susan recently explained the concept on The Tonight Show. She said, actually, that was a very bad idea they had. We were ghosts looking down on Earth and helping women who were in bad domestic relationships. And I remember saying to Tim Robbins, but what would we be doing? And he said, you'd be getting a big check.
That's right.
But still, it's a horrible idea, though, them being ghosts.
It's horrible.
Helping other people that I don't even know, unless the other people, Heidi, had big names as well. So if it was like if it was an Angelina Jolie in a crazy situation, and, you know, Emma Roberts and all these other women that I know, I might have wanted to see.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. And then you got to have, Patrick Swayze from Ghost. Maybe you have Whoopi Goldberg making a pitch. Yeah. Damn, Gina, what'd you do to your whole thing? You have to, sort of intertwine all those.
You got to intertwine them all.
I think Heidi and Sherry should do a buddy comedy together. I think you guys should actually
make I'm on board.
A film. That would be epic.
I would love to do a buddy comedy.
They end up rewriting the script with Gina Davis and end up being Beetlejuice. That's what the original Thelma and Louise sequel.
Really? So.
They got somewhat of their way.
They got close. But you always have to compromise in Hollywood, you know?
Sleep with somebody, one of the two.
All right, up next, me and the Atlanta crew put our detective caps on to figure out some stars' real names. It's Celebrity Name Game coming up on Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
I am so very excited because it is time to play Celebrity Name Game.
Yay!
Sounds so sweet to my ears. Okay. Now, many celebrities trade in their government names for stage names. So in this game, I'm going to give you the celebrity's real name and a clue. You're going to answer Jeopardy style. Gone Bread, you got it. You're going to answer Jeopardy style with their stage name. For example, if I was to say Abel was blinded by the light on a Saturday, you would respond with... Who is the Weeknd? Who is the Weeknd? Yeah. Okay, so the first person to yell out the right answer wins the point. You guys ready?
I got you.
Let's go.
Are y'all ready?
Yep.
Abracadabra, Hocus Pocus, Belcalis, Almanzar, admit it. Their name sounds
like... Who is
like
Cardi B?
Headcrack. Bing, 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 bing. Headcrack got it. Who is Cardi B? Okay, on to the next. Ella Mariha Lani Yelik O'Connor from New Zealand believes that we'll never be royals.
Who is Lord?
Who is Lord? Who is Megan? Who is Megan?
Was that,
who is Lord?
Was that Headcrack? I think that was Headcrack.
Yeah.
Who is Lord? Headcrack
got two. No, that was Portia.
Who is Lord?
No, that was Brett. That was
Y'all
Brett.
Got the answers.
It was me, Sherry.
True, they cheating.
All right, so hint number three.
Okay.
Born to Russian royalty as Ileana Lydia Petrovna Miranova. This older dame doesn't mind bearing it all on screen, and some of her most famous work has been rated X.
Who is Helen Mirren? Who is Helen Mirren?
Chewy. Chewy got it. Who is Helen Mirren?
Bam.
Chewy.
I don't have nothing. He's back, baby.
Hint number four. One thing everybody knows about this retired Aussie-born actress, Amanda Lee Rogers, is that she has the key to Ellen's heart.
Who is Portia?
Anne Hayes.
Who is Portia?
Who is Anne Hayes?
Brett.
Who is Portia DeRossi? I definitely said Portia first.
So you guys, Portia and Brett will get a point for the answer. We did not think a game could go so wrong, but hint number five, his Oscar and Golden Globe wins were unpredictable. So all you can say to Eric Marlon Bishop is, oh my goodness.
Who is Jamie Foxx?
Who is Jamie Foxx?
Who is no, bitch, I said
I got
first.
That out first.
Who is
Jamie Foxx? I got that out first. Jamie Foxx.
I said it. Sherry, I said it in my Gary voice, but I said it first. I said it in my Gary voice.
I said it first, Sherry.
Even though I said it first.
I wish I had a gavel right now. Point. Gary, man, calm down. We're going to give Headcrack a point.
Okay?
Well, we don't need to split the point. I did it first.
All right, Gary. Headcrack has three points.
Go.
All of y'all got 1 point. All right, guys. This one is going to be a 2-point bonus. So please put on your thinking caps because this is your last chance to win. All right, come on, Brad. Everyone says that Alicia Beth Moore loves to get the party started.
Oh!
Who is Pink?
Who is Chrisette Michelle?
No, Headcrack got that. Headcrack got
That's
2 points.
Right.
All right, you guys, so it looks like Headcrack is the winner with 5 points. He just won Celebrity Name Game.
No,
you know, it took a long time to finally get to this point, but I finally figured out how to cheat the system the same way my coworkers did. I take your booze as a form of love. And, Bronx, we did it.
Can I request we go back to naming that ass? Like, y'all pull up pictures and I just say whose it is? Because that was funny.
Well, the good thing about it was Gary, Portia, Brett, and Chewy, you all got 1 point. So you're not losers.
Sure.
You're winners in your heart.
Whatever. I thought you had my back, Sherry.
I got your ass. I got your ass.
Hello. All right, coming up, Rebel Wilson just lost 60 pounds, and she admits that the skinny life is the good life, and there is privileges. Oh, yeah, we're going to tell you more after the break with your fat ass.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, Rebel Wilson has reached her goal weight of 165 pounds last November after dropping 60 pounds.
Wait, less than me?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And with her new body, she also noticed how people have been treating her, y'all. Rebel told the Australia radio show The Morning Crew with Husey, Ed, and Aaron how being bigger, people didn't necessarily look twice at her, but now they offer to carry her groceries to the car and hold doors open for her. And it made her think, is this what other people experienced all the time?
I love that. You know what's so crazy is that a lot of women who lose this amount of weight, what attracts people to them is their new confidence. It's not even how they look now. It's like what she's exuding now.
Right.
It attracts people.
You know, I think for women who are bigger, because I've been really, really big, and I think a lot of women who are bigger will say that you feel invisible because people don't pay as much attention to you.
Did you get more attention, honey, when Coco and Chanel came into the picture, Portia? I mean, did you get more attention?
I think I forced it on people a little bit more. my Instagram.
Wow. Yes. Well, moving on, George Lopez was a huge fan of the legendary comedian, the late Freddie Prinze. And while on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, George confessed to something he did while visiting Freddie's grave. Mm. Check this out.
You'd go sit at his grave and you'd bring him, bring flowers or anything like that?
I'd take flowers over there and I would talk to him, you know, and then one time I was like leaning into the headstone there and the headstone was, I noticed that it was a little bit loose and I would just jar it back and forth and I had it and I kept it and I put it between my mattresses for like 5 years. I slept that maybe some of his comedic timing would go through that, you know, the mattress into my head when I was
sleeping. Oh, wow.
You know what, though? I wouldn't expect nothing less from George Lopez because he's kind of that dude. Like, he's kind of wild and crazy. Nah. And based off the documentaries I saw about Freddie Prinze, it seemed like he would have appreciated this.
It's hella creepy, y'all. Hella creepy. I would never do anything like this. But you know what? You know, doing something like this is a misdemeanor in a lot of states. I'm glad that George Lopez is now very, very famous and nothing's going to happen to him, because if he was just a regular Joe Schmo on the streets, my brother would probably be locked up right now doing some time because
of
that, you know?
So true.
Freddie Prinze's wife knew that George Lopez stole it and she was okay with it.
Yes. Wow.
But this is why they don't let people know what celebrities are intern, because I would steal Michael Jackson's headstone if I could. I love Michael Jackson
that.
I wouldn't sleep with it, though.
No, I wouldn't be sleeping with his headstone under my mattress. That's a little bit
scary. Especially to do that for 5 years. You either have to have the softest mattress of all time or you have the first sleep number bed.
That's true dedication.
George Lopez, you know my son got special needs. We did a charity event in my school and George Lopez came and gave his time for free and let all these people come up to him and hug him and kiss him for Jeffrey. So there you go.
That was nice.
He steals headstones and he loves children with special needs. Coming up, George Clooney refused to follow this celebrity trend when it came to his kids. That story when we come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. So there's been a lot of extremely unique celebrity baby names, including, well, you know, Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry's daughter, Daisy Dove. You also have baby Wynn. And my personal favorite is Elon Musk and Grimes' son, you know,
X-Ash A12, get your ass in here. I'm just pretending to be a mom.
That kid better never get in trouble, but really hard.
I swear to gosh, I'm going to whoop that X-Ash.
F-14, get your ass in here.
Yeah.
But George Clooney and wife Amal refused to add their kid to this list, or their kids anyway. George said, I don't want, like, weird-ass names for our kids. They're already going to have enough trouble as it is. Mm. You know, it's hard being the son of somebody famous and successful.
Yes.
So George and Amal opted for Alexander and Ella.
I saw online there was a girl in the news, and I can't think of where, but she named her daughter Rifle.
What?
Pronounced like rifle, but it's like
R-E-I-G-H-L.
Yeah, whatever. However you would spell that, Rifle. And then another woman named her daughter Havoc.
I would totally date a woman
you
named Havoc.
You would marry Havoc.
Oh, and I've married Havoc. I've married Despair. Her name's Havoc Despair.
If you had a threesome with two women named Havoc and Despair, that would be the most intense orgasm.
That'd be Frank's last lay. He'd be done for.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.